Rahman Rahim, Mr. Chairman, Honorable Delegates, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the organizers of the second International Conference on Nutrition, which is a unique opportunity to exchange experience and success stories pertaining to food security issues that have emerged in the last 20 years, and to further linkages between sectors to improve food and nutrition security in the world. Food and nutrition security is a key factor in national and international development. Over the past two decades, nutrition transition can be seen in both developing and developed countries. In this situation, multiple types of malnutrition, with an increasing incidence of diet-related non-communicable diseases, are imposing challenges to human health in this century. Honorable delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I am greatly honored to inform you that the Islamic Republic of Iran has placed food and nutrition security as one of the priority topics on the administration agenda. The government has officially initiated the food aids program for 7.5 million deprived people. In the shadow of unstable natural condition and successive droughts caused by climate change, the main measure that the Ministry of Jihad Agriculture have been taken to provide food security include improvement of crop yield, increased crop water use efficiency, and minimizing chemical residues. The endeavor to establish food security is being complemented by constant transfer of applied research funding to beneficiaries. Distinguished delegates, in Iran during the past 10 years, country's nutrition and food security system has developed so that at least 50% reduction in malnutrition, 45% reduction in iron deficiency anemia of less than 5 years old children have been achieved. Trans fatty acid content of solid oil has also been reduced from about 30% in the beginning of year 2000 to less than 10% in 2007. Also in 2014, it was approved that trans fatty acid had to be reduced to less than 2%, and saturated fatty acid had to be reduced to less than 25%. In order to reduce saturated fatty acid, palm oil import was reduced to 30%. There has also been a great achievement in eliminating iodine deficiency disorder by enriching table salt with iodine. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, Islamic Republic of Iran actively participated in process of the preparation of Rome delegation on nutrition and framework for action, and thank FAO and WHO for supporting and facilitating the preparation. Islamic Republic of Iran fully support and endorse the declaration on nutrition and framework for action. We also express our commitment for implementation of recommendation outlined in framework for action to promote food security and nutrition inside our country and also our regions. We encourage FAO and WHO in promoting and facilitating South-South cooperation for improved food security and nutrition. While political commitment should be made by all countries to overcome the issue of food and nutrition, WHO and FAO may also play a critical role in technical support and capacity building based on the local and regional potentialities, particularly in developing countries, to improve their food security. In this regard, both WHO and FAO are requested to support government in efficiently develop their strategies that incorporate a comprehensive food and nutrition policy, as well as establish surveillance and early warning system and controlling climate change impact. Finally, cross-functional approaches and high political commitment are very important to combat all forms of malnutrition. Thank you for your kind attention, and I wish you all the best of success.